With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The USDA plans to roll out a short-term bridge payment for farmers next week. Officials announced that on Tuesday in a bid to help growers survive tight margins and trade-related losses. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins told White House colleagues a key purpose of the payment is to cushion crop producers after a year of depressed prices and significant drops in U.S. soybean sales to China. While the broader 2025 farm support package has received roughly $40 billion in commitments, the second highest since the 1930s, farming groups say some producers need immediate liquidity to cover seed, fertilizer, and other input costs ahead of 2026 planting. Details, including how much each farmer may receive and which crops are eligible, remain unclear. Lawmakers expressed optimism that at least partial payments could be distributed before year's end. Beef production in major exporting and consuming regions is projected to decline in 2025, with global output likely to remain under pressure heading into 2026. That coming from Rabobank in their report last week. The report indicates the largest volume reductions are expected in the United States, which has faced shrinking herds and lower slaughter rates. That trend helps explain why other producers, in particular Australia, are expanding feedlot capacity to capitalize on weakened U.S. output. At the same time, production in several other major beef-producing countries, including New Zealand, is forecast to drop the most in percentage terms, driven by tighter margins, disease pressures, and shifting global demand. The Rabobank analysis found globally, exports of beef and beef products are expected to grow only modestly as shrinking supplies and rising input costs limit expansion potential. This downward trend could have ripple effects on beef prices worldwide, potentially boosting retail costs in importing countries and reshaping consumer supply chains, just as demand recovers after pandemic-era disruptions. Spot basis bids for soybeans at U.S. Midwest elevators and processing plants rose slightly this past week, even as farmers held off on sales, traders said. The uptick comes amid a broader pullback in cash sales as growers await improvements in futures prices before committing their grain. Corn basis bids also trended steady to higher at ethanol plants and elevators, while bids fell or stayed flat elsewhere. Some market observers link the cautious seller behavior to upcoming bridge payments announced by the USDA, noting that additional cash flow to farms may encourage growers to delay sales until conditions improve. That dynamic underscores lingering uncertainty in the U.S. grains markets, even as some external demand, including recent shipments to China, help support hopes for firmer prices before spring planting. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said this week the trade deals under consideration may help reduce farmers' long-term dependence on federal support, even as a short-term aid package is being readied. President Donald Trump's administration argues that expanding foreign market access through new trade agreements will create unprecedented export opportunities, offering farmers alternative income streams. Still, given current headwinds, low crop prices, tight export demand, and rising input costs, the proposed bridge payment remains vital to help growers get through the 2025-26 cycle without severe financial hardship. Whether trade deals will deliver sufficient demand to offset the loss of aid remains uncertain, especially for producers of specialty crops in regions with high production costs. Industry observers warn that concrete export deals and stable pricing will be necessary to avoid future bailouts. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.